Is this the sword and shot? I think the sword. Fucking cake sword.
Yeah, fuck the audio quality. Is the sword in shot?
Is it a bit echoey in here? Probably is, but there's nothing that can be done. Timber floor house.
Oh, fucking... it's a bit of atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The diggers in the fucking background are atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. That's us going. All good, all good. What's happening, people? Welcome to the bonus episode of the General Banter podcast. This usually becomes some sort of swap cast, I would say.
Yeah.
Give it to you and you can upload it. My guest today,
yeah,
even though I'm a guest in his house, Tom O'Malley.
Hello, everybody.
There we go. Bit of a hectic day today.
Yeah, we put the foot down. There's spaz to be done. There's all sorts of happiness to be had.
Yeah. Do you know when you're like, I've got meetings on today? You're like, nah, Maureen has a fucking pregnancy rub down.
Yeah, but you know what?
At a spa.
You try to tell that woman that she doesn't and that it isn't important. You know what I mean? Yeah, best to fucking look.
Try and tell her anything, you know? You're like...
you had that last look, man. You had that look in your eyes like, just fucking try and tell her anything, Tom.
I feel like, you know, I've been married a year and a couple of months and we're having a baby. And already I feel like I'm turning into like an 80s comedian. It's like, it's so quickly bleeding into the stand-up. I'm like, don't women take forever to get ready? Jesus Christ, no, the mother-in-law's a nightmare. Like, it's like... actually just fucking true.
It's happening. Yeah. It's fucking happening. The same thing, I keep on calling myself a hack. I'm driving up the road going,
oh yeah.
No, Tom, you can't say that. That's a fucking, every fucker is not. Next time you're doing Ryanair material.
Here, don't even chat. I did a bit last night.
You did not?
I did.
Ryanair.
And I'll tell you something, guys. It killed. And then I swiftly moved on to a bit about arguing with my wife about recycling. I was like, it's hack city. Like,
yeah, oh, it's hack city.
Wait till I have a fucking kid.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Walking around, yeah. Aren't kids wee dicks?
I'd people are going, oh, you got to get bags of material. I'm like, nah, not for me. No fucking way. I've already got fucking like 15 minutes. And I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. What am I doing?
Then you'll do a show that's called like fucking, you know, Camo Dad or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you'll just have like, it'll be all fucking just lined up for you for the next few years. But yeah, fucking... I don't know, it does come true, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I dare say, soon enough, we'll have a bit about the antenatal classes. You were just talking about that. What did you do? Two and a half hour
fucking...
Just fucking...
Yeah, fucking powered through. She knew I definitely wouldn't commit to like 5 weeks of it or 6 weeks. Yeah. Well, she knew it. She just went, look, this is what we're doing. We're doing two and a half hours. And I will say, your one that was giving it, like I was telling you beforehand, she was so wished of Ireland. She was there talking about, no, girls, don't come down the road to me. No. You'll be inside there with your fluffy slippers and you're only wasting your time. There'll be bits of you dripping out all over the fucking place, guys. Oh, my God. And nobody else was laughing. The two of us. Now, I know, obviously, we're in the comedy world, but the two of us were like, this is the greatest performer I think I've ever seen. Her hand movements and everything. She was talking about your vagina. You may as well get a look at your vagina, girls, because and get friendly with your vagina. Every moment this woman was speaking, I was fucking loving it. Didn't listen to a thing, like,
that's
learned
incredible.
Fucking nothing. Nothing.
I love how they just take it for granted that every male in that room is borderline fucking brain dead. Like, they'd be like, what's your name, love? And she'd go, Maureen. And I'd be like, and your partner there? And I'm just standing going, you could ask me, is it Colin? Okay, there's your wee sticker for your fucking name badge and everything. Would you like to come through too? Can you manage walking through these chairs? You know, you're like...
I kind of like the old schoolness of it. Like, I get that, yeah, all right, you're a bit... But, like, she was kind of going, Bize, shut the fuck up. You know what you fucking do. Because the problem was a few fuckers were piping up going, so I was reading online there. And because, of course, we went to Hollow Street, which is the south side, which you get a lot of wank bags coming in who wear, you know, they wear boat shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't work on a boat.
Like. A deck shoe is like, I'm doing absolutely nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready for nothing except Pims.
No socks. Fuck them socks.
Could you lift that or move? Or do you want to walk there? Or do you want to climb there? It's like, no.
I do think they I don't know, you said it best. It could have been an anemia, the antenatal fucking thing. Like, learning.
Oh, yeah.
Learn Latin. Like, there was.
Yeah, it's so fucking obvious. It's like, you know, even they're like, you know, when you have the baby, it's always good for skin to skin. You're like, yep, that's a good thing. And then they're like, I know the dads can be very, like, standoffish and they don't like, you know, affection and whatever. But I'm not saying you have to take your top off in the middle of the hospital. But as soon as you get home and no one's looking and you want to actually give some affection to your child, and you're going, what is it, fucking 1890? What's going on here? I'm just going to... Obviously, you've got to be fucking happy to see...
Take out your fucking monocle first, of course. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck.
Stub out the cigar and set the sherry aside and say goodbye to the gents at the lounge and head on in and stare at this offspring.
Fuck me. It's going to be, yeah, it's hilarious that.
I actually do like, you know, to see this whole, in this day and age, of people are like, you know, there's no such thing as gender and blah, blah. And there's all this whole argument about like fluidity, yeah, yeah, and all. See, when you're in there, it's like, you're a fucking woman and you're having a baby and you're a fucking idiot man and we're going to tell you what to do and sit there and shut the fuck up.
That's what I was trying to say, that I kind of loved. She was there, like, she was so no bullshit, this woman. It was that was what she was getting to look at. I know the world we're living in is, and you can have all sorts of emotions on these things.
Yeah.
But come the fucking last hour, you'd fucking knock a concrete fucking wall. And there'll be nobody telling you that you're not a woman or that you can't. That's a woman. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Well, they, I mean, it's anyone in the medical world just thinks it's total bullshit. You can see the woman saying like, blah, blah, and something, you know, whether it's a boy or a girl or whatever you're going to gender. You know, she was literally like, whatever the fucking bollocks you're believing in now, you fucking weirdos. I did a bit of material about that. I was like,
I love that.
The video with the guy, you know, like, someone's like, sir, can you leave the shop? I was like, sir, it's fucking ma'am. And I was like, I can't wait till I can't send the doctors. And they're like, well, ma'am, you have prostate cancer. If you want to identify as healthy real quick, because...
Sorry, madam, if you could just lift up your testicles for me there to have a look under. Yeah. For fuck's sake. Yeah, everybody's at their own. But I love, you see, she was old school from beginning to end. That was what she was, the whole fucking way. And that was with the dripping of the vaginas and all, the rest of it. No, girls. She was straight out of 1924, fucking Connemara. The wind was still blowing in her hair, you see, Colin. She was just standing there and there was pregnancies all over the place and this woman needed to... It was just...
Just fucking lies, complete lies about... And the Kraken delivers the baby.
But
you're like, what?
The Kraken... The Kraken.
Like it falls from the sky or so, you know what I mean? Like,
but I was... It was... But she was so caught up in her performance, though. There was times where she was kind of... I threw her off once or twice. Not being trying to be a dickhead, but the baby was there. Right, she had this doll, this baby that was a doll and it had an umbilical cord. And it had, like, it was like a neoprene collar to show the vaginal passage and what it is and all the rest of it, right? And the place had gone so stale. Everybody was dead on their feet. It was like 4:15 on a fucking Thursday. And she's like, so now, what, tell me? Can anybody tell me what that looks like there? And she's holding up the doll, right? Nobody. And one or two, and she pulled the collar up over the baby's face so that it could peel back down to show how it comes out of the vagina.
Yeah.
Right? And next thing she says, no. And she's passing this baby around with a big fucking collar up over its face. She goes, what, does anybody want to tell me what that looks like there? And I said, this is a fucking armed robber, right? Yeah. I couldn't help it. But you could see her straight away, the pure performer, she went, I'll have that.
Yeah.
I'm having that. That's going in the back pocket.
Little fade wind. Out, fade back into the next show.
Yeah, exactly.
Armed robber.
Gotcha. There was, oh, she, and when she turned, around that time she was asking, she goes, does anybody know what colour your baby will be when it comes out? And of course, everybody was like, well, I think I know. And some guy piped up, of course, and he was like, purple, purple, you're 100% pop. Purple. The baby will be purple. And her assistant midwife was an African lady sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
There was two Indian people sitting beside us and your man put his hand up and he was like, I think mine might be brown. Yeah. He went, oh, sure, who's having brown babies?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't even think they are fucking brown. Like, are they?
The way she said it, possibly, she didn't put it to bed, but she just kind of went,
she was like, this is Ireland, bitch. Yeah. And everyone has white babies. Doesn't matter who's fucking the parents.
It's going to be a white baby. Yeah. Jesus, who'd have a brown baby? Like,
it'll evolve to be white in this fucking dump.
Have you considered, like, because you're going to be an owlad soon, have you considered, like, what if your child is a total culture? Because you do live in the countryside. Is there any possibility? Tractors and fucking wearing brown shoes?
No, not really. not really, because there's nobody... Even in a Maureen's family that are like farmers, you know.
No,
what I mean?
They're not turbo culty, no.
They're all like builders and fucking nurses and shit like that. So, you know, there's none of that going on, thank fuck. But I mean there's, you know, plenty of vehicles, you know, readily available and maybe get it doing a bit of work. Maureen's dad, I don't know. Like
it's gonna be as rough. Have you thought about that?
Can you change a fucking set of brake pads? Get in there and
Like a goodbye. But yeah, have you thought about that? What kind of owlad you're gonna be? What kind of father you're gonna be?
Well, I have thought about like if you because you do run into some, you know, fucking young country or like culty lads down there, and they're just like, hey, fucking well, you're just cracking on. And you're like, talk normally.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get nowhere. Same with Belfast people, you know, when they're so that, you know, fuck's sake, mate, what the fuck? You're like, you're not going to go anywhere in life if you talk like that.
But sure, it's the same with anything. I was crossing the road to do a gig the other night, and there was two walking kind of alongside me, the footpath. And there was a point I was going, are you fucking joking me? You're putting that accent on. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nobody has that level of a Dublin accent. Like,
Yeah. It's the accent where it looks like it takes more effort to put it on than it does to just fucking talk.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
The Dublin one's tough. Like, there's a few... Yeah, it's right. It's a thing of its own, nearly, isn't it? You can nearly do a vague... Same with Northern Ireland. You could do a vague Northern accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's hard to get your head around, like, a Derry accent. Same with, like, Southern Ireland. It's like, you could do a vague fucking... You know, Father Teddy, I have a southern Irish voice. But then it's like the Dublin one's real fucking...
Oh, that's off on its own. But like I was on the phone to a guy just before he came up. He was from West Limerick, which would be kind of West Limerick, North Cork. And I'd forgotten how funny their accent is. Like, everything sounds like he's in a good mood.
Cork people are like Indians, where you're like, you hear the accent and you go, they actually talk like that. Like, it's had the piss taken out of it so much. You're like... That's his actual voice.
Phil Nichol had a great... You know Phil Nichol?
Yeah.
Phil Nichol came out. We were driving from... Oh, we drove up to Belfast. We did the Limelight, myself and Phil Nichol. And he was talking about...
Missed that.
Down the... I was talking with you about it, but you were off gigging somewhere else, I think.
Yeah, at a wedding night, for sure.
It was myself and Phil Nichol, and we went from Galway up... And he was talking about Cork and gigging down in Cork. And he said the Cork accent. He was talking about Brian at On City Limits. He was like, Brian's accent is the racist Irish accent that everybody from somewhere else does.
Yeah.
And I was going, are you sure? And he did it.
Yeah.
And he was exactly that. He was like, oh, time of the morning to you there. I was like, oh, yeah. No, I thought nobody spoke like that. Turns out they fucking do.
Yeah, like that sort of hack bit of like someone stops for like... directions in Ireland. It's like, if you go past the fucking thing down there,
that's it.
It's like the clip of the sheep farmer guy. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Because he lost his sheep, and the guy is literally like, and you're like, what are you doing?
Oh man.
Have you ever spoken to anybody in your whole life?
They don't have to. They love that shit down there. They love just hanging around with each other talking about sheep. I swear to God, it's like all these insular little places. You're like, how have you not evolved? Oh, it's because you think this place is class.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't dare go look at anything else. The fucking dog just wandered into the podcast.
I forgot there was a dog just rubbing against my leg.
It wouldn't be a podcast in this house if the dog didn't interrupt.
Oh, yeah.
No, just with absolute fucking no respect.
Nah, fuck that. But at least it's good crack, you know what I mean? Get those weird dogs that are staring at you because they know there's fucking biscuits on the table. Or just jump up and steal them. Here, I was on the topic of us both being potential dads. Did you see that thing with Jason Momoa? There was like a photo of him where he didn't have a full defined six pack, and everyone was like, "Oh, getting that dad bod."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, people, plane off. Like,
go and suck so many dicks. Do you know how much of a fucking legend? Did you do you follow him? The Pride of Gypsies, it calls.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But like after that, Aquaman, like he clearly got himself jacked to fuck for Aquaman. Yeah. But as people don't realise, they turn that camera on, that fucker's just done 100 crunches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just walk straight on, veins pumping.
Yeah.
He's full of pre-workout. He's absolutely ripping, full of caffeine.
He's full of everything. And, like, I know people are like, you're just jealous. But, like, obviously you're going to take everything available to you. Steroids aren't necessarily bad if you're not a professional athlete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fire it into you.
Yeah, of course.
As long as it's not full abuse and you know, you take so much testosterone that when you take it away, you're fucking depressed and your dick falls off.
Yeah.
You can do it to a level where it's actually very effective, you know what I mean?
Hey, dog.
The dog's growling at a digger.
Yes.
But the fucking...
hold on, I'm going to fuck out the dog 1 second. This is going to get...
What is she barking at?
Come on, out.
Both for fuck's sake. Would you look at that?
Go on, get out.
Got myself caught up.
Shut up.
Bit of drama on the General Banter podcast. Dog fights. See that? You come down south, nothing but dog fights and fucking...
Apologies. Fucking hell, a lack of professionalism. Well, you're right. But your man, like, they were talking about, your man, what's his name? Hugh Jackman, as well. Mm-hmm. Like, he was said half the thing that got him his role was his mother's side have a really thin skin. So veins show to the surface really quickly.
All right, okay.
But, like, he was kind of leaning... And Hugh Jackman, I'd say, is a fellow who keeps in shape. He was kind of leaning towards the fact, bit of steroids.
Of course.
Never hurt a man.
Listen,
bit of steroids.
If you have, like, if you look like a regular athletic guy and you have 4 months to get fucking jacked, man, you know what I mean? You're going, you'll take it. It's fine. I would fucking take it. Rogan's full of shit. Like, Joe Rogan's full of shit. And he's just like, I would fail every drug test.
Yeah.
But there is a, you know, like a testosterone boost where it's like, he's like 50 or something. You just bring it up to like the, you know, like an 18-year-old's testosterone,
HGH,
and you're fucking running around like a kid.
That's, yeah, there's no that, way.
That's the way to do it. I would like, fucking do it. I would do it now.
Yeah, The Rock is like 48. You think he's... Fuck off. Yeah. Fuck off. He's got veins on top of his veins. They look like a hydraulic fucking hoses on the cunt.
And he only got like that as well.
Yeah.
If you look at him like back in the wrestling days, he was big as fuck, but he was like smooth.
Yeah.
Now it's off. He's like a fucking boner just walking around.
If somebody's turning around and go, hey, Colin, we want to pay you $8 million to do a movie. And we need you fucking shredded inside 6 months. You'd be like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get injected in my arse. I am off to the fucking races.
No more fucking Rocky...
Rocky Roads.
Rocky Roads for me. Like, but yeah, it's the incentive. It's like, yeah, you can be there. But I mean, it's so fucked up. But typical fucking women would be like, oh, the dad bod coming in.
The fuck the
and
dad?
And you're like, this is female privilege. Guys want to buck you anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you could do, like even that, your girl Maura on fucking Love Island, you probably don't watch that.
No. I did. I heard somebody Instagram me saying, I think your accent has been quoted on. And I went back and listened to yourself. Was it Aaron was on Jenner Bantra?
Yeah.
And you were like, you did an impression of Maura. You were like, sounds a bit like fucking Tom the Bear. Longford accent is the most pikey fucking accent of all time. Like, but then I suppose I do sound a bit pikey from time to time. Like, you know,
just the weird things like, no, he doesn't. Like
it that. Doesn't. Yeah.
I used to live with a girl from fucking Longford. One of hers was a bit, she tried to posh it up a wee bit, like. But anyway, she seems to be the only one that's kind of good crack. But what the fuck was it? Oh yeah, someone asked her about they were doing like on a first date, and they were like, "Oh, you know, do you work out?" No, and she goes, "I don't work out at all." And you're like, "That's
yeah."
If all of a sudden the standard for like girls, which it nearly is getting there, is like you gotta be like look like you're ripped and have big thick thighs and a fucking blowout ass.
Yeah.
Then you're just gonna be like, oh, and you could see a regular sort of hot girl and be like, look at her just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Getting mom bod, are you? That smooth, regular body.
And it is, I don't know, we see women are their own, well, maybe men are too, but women are their own worst enemies when it comes to that shit. Because no fella's going, here. What's with this?
Listen.
They're just going, can you look at my dick, please?
Girls are getting rid, regardless. Like, there was a girl on, there was something on the other night, like, you know, Sun Sea and fucking whatever. It's Sunny Beach, wherever that is, Croatia. I don't know where the fuck it is. Actually, don't know where Sunny Beach is. But this girl, and she was a fucking swamp donkey from like Wolverhampton or something, and her fucking teeth went like in a bow, like up like this. And she's like, "I've had sex 4 times, I've been here 3 days," and you're just like, "See, this fucking dumpster!" Like,
yeah, she could walk around with a saddle on her back, and quite literally,
and you could see, yeah. You could see her like fucking dancing, and she would just whisper in some dude's ear, and the dude's just facial expression just went like, you know, like, all right,
pizza wank, pizza wank. That's the I was put to me before. I was like, why are there so many? Why do men go into comedy? Like, why is there not more? I said, well, the thing is, we naturally have to be. We have to really try to be funny.
Yeah.
From an early, and it was Pat McDonald explained this to me. He goes, look at the size of my head. This is driving down to Wexford one night. He says,
his head is wide at the top, bro.
Look at my head. It looks like a giant wedge of toast. He says, do you think, and his wife is a fine looking woman. He was like, do you think I would have ever become within an ass's roar of getting my wife on the go if I wasn't funny? He goes, not a fucking chance.
Yeah.
She didn't have to say 2 things to me. Not one. Not anything. Yeah. And I still wanted to ride her. She didn't want to ride me for the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly. The work was done. The work was done. Like, but it's the same. We're both probably similar in the same boat where it's like,
oh, we're shooting outside our fucking, like, I fucking chance.
I went to see the Bonnevilles and Andy from the Bonnevilles.
They're class. I've only started getting into it because of you. Yeah.
I never thought of saying to you, you'd fucking love it. But he's a fucking good looking guy for, well, not his age. He is just a good looking guy. Big thick fucking swept back hair and all, you know what I mean? Cycles, keeps fit. But he was talking about his mate who'd come over from the Orkney or something?
The Orkney Islands. No,
I don't know what the fuck this cunt was saying. The accent was like...
Same as Shetland.
Like a tape in reverse. I don't know what the fuck it was. But he was with this girl and she was fucking gorgeous. Like, and he goes, look at this, look what's going on here. Look at him. And then look at her. Andy was saying this, he goes, look at her. And then I was like, Andy, we all suffer from the same fucking disorder here, you know what I mean? Everybody has partners fucking hotter than them. And of course, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do?
Yeah. you're going to get an ugly fucking yolk, like.
Not try. I've said that before. All the shit people gave me. I had a message one time and someone...
Do you know what? As a direct result of you, I'm sure this phrase keeps on popping up anytime I put a fucking picture of me and her punching there, Tom.
Punching?
That's definitely as a result of Guinness as people.
Yeah, but of course. Of course. I had a guy and he literally said, what did he say? Honestly, it was about four compliments in a row. It was literally like, fair play on selling out the SSE, coming to see you. Because of you and Dave doing the heavyweight cut, I've started lifting weights and all, blah de blah. Not as much as you or whatever. So all this thing, it was like all these like really nice things. And then he goes, by the way, how do you pull your fucking wife? And then I was like, you literally,
listed it off.
You're a dude who just was licking my hole for about fucking 10 paragraphs there. And then you're like, what does she see in you? Huh?
By the reading of that, if just reading just what you explained there, he probably would have rode you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I've said this. If I was a gay pedophile, bro, I'd be fucking... I would fully clean up. I swear to God. If I was tanking all the fucking 16-year-olds that come up to me, I'd be in fucking... I'd be with Gary Glitter in Thailand or where the fuck he is. I swear to God, look. That's all I get. You know, like, I'll do a podcast with... You'll probably get fucking DMs from people being like, sorry, on the Jammer Banter podcast. Here's a picture of my fucking fried butterfly. And but like, McCann's on the podcast. Everyone's like, tell him I've swiped right on him on fucking, what do you call it, Tinder. And I've DM'd him and liked all his photos. Why hasn't he written me back and all?
Same reason. I'm not writing you back.
He's cute. Fucking, you know, Mickey's on. Oh, I fancy him. Is that weird and all? And you're like, all these guys are just getting free posts because of my fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck right off.
Yeah. Of all the things they have to thank you for. Yeah. Of all the fucking things they have to thank you for between their shows selling out and fucking all the rest of it.
Some girl sent him a can.
Fucking free tail.
Yeah, someone sending fucking Aaron like fucking videos of them fingering themselves and all. And I'm like, in 10 years of this shit, not a single tit have I seen.
No, it's all I get is young fellas asking me things like, what kind of gun do I have?
Oh yeah, that's me as well. Yeah. Like, yeah. Just fucking dudes. Everything I get is like, some girl will be like, oh, no, get a photo and like, my boyfriend loves you. My fucking brother thinks you're funny. I don't give a fuck, whatever. You know what I mean? It's always something else.
Oh, we're in the same.
Or young dudes.
Like. I mean, you have vastly better known than I am, but like the amount of blokes I get coming up, and they turn all girly all of a sudden. Like, I was hosting one of those bingo loco things. The other day.
Yeah.
And it's the most, like, just switch off your brain, just shout. It's the easiest money you'll ever fucking make, right? Everybody enjoys it. But this lad just comes up out of nowhere. And he's like, hello, Tom. I was like, all right, man. He goes, I'm a big fan of your... It was the weirdest... It was just so sober, too.
So intense.
It was just so sober. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, man, it's
I love you.
It was the... I just couldn't fucking deal with it. I'm like, oh, yeah. And his missus was standing right directly behind him. I had to physically look around, you know, look around him to see her. She said, hey,
yeah.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do at this moment. Like, can't you just come up and say, love the comedy?
I know.
Do you know, there was no cool... But fair, I'm giving out about a fucking bloke who wants to fucking pay see me come do stuff.
I mean,
stuff
it's funny because like. Aaron said he was in... LA, and you know that girl Emily Ratajkowski or something? She's like a I don't even know her fucking name. She's like a model / actress.
I've heard him use it.
She's hot as fuck, but she was just in a shop and he didn't really know who she was. And his mate, that girl Ocean that he knows over there, was like, oh my god, that's Emily fucking whatever. And he didn't know her, so he's like, oh, is it? And he just went, Emily. And she turned around and then he's like, oh, how's it going? Whatever, my friend's a fan. And the girl, she's obviously super famous, like,
right.
So she knows the crack of like, she was like, oh, lovely to meet you. Would you want to get a picture? And then it's over quickly.
Yeah.
Because oh, lovely to meet you. Would you like to get a picture? Snap. Have a great day. See you. Instead
that's
of like,
smooth.
Fucking, you know, just fumbling over yourself.
And yeah.
She's got the fame thing down. She's just like, oh, good to see you. Snap. Fuck
well,
off.
See, my underlying fear of that is going, here, do you want a picture? And he goes, ah, you're grand. Do you know, there's something in me going, somebody doesn't want a fucking picture, even though they just told me they're a fan. Like, you know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure, last night, Jane, who does, you know, Jane does the door at Lavery's.
Yes, soundest woman ever.
Lovely. She was like, right, I'm off here, and like giving everyone hugs. And there was this girl like lurking around the corner and see me give her a hug. And she just came up and she went, can I get a hug too? And I was like, oh, I actually do know her, but yeah.
You made it weird.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck.
How are you doing for time?
I think we're about 25 minutes with another fucking 20 out of this bitch.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just. It's flew
I was
going
to say to you,
flew by.
What do you think of this fucking Area 50?
Yeah, my brother-in-law...
Area 51 bullshit?
I briefly talked about it on the Ramblepod the other day, and it was like, because my brother-in-law just sent me an invite of the thing or whatever, so I had no idea. Now, I'd listened to Rogan talk to Bob Lazar.
Did you watch that documentary on Netflix, though?
I did, and it didn't... Like, the way they... The way Rogan sold it was like, I wanted this actual more factual. It was very arty.
Arty. Like. I listened to the podcast before I watched it, and the podcast was probably better.
Yeah, that's what I...
Sorry, I'm not ignoring you here. I'm just seeing if there's anything else popped up. But yeah, I love the way they just think, like, oh yeah, let's just storm in there.
Oh yeah, but, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The reason you don't know anything is the reason, like, other countries don't know anything. Yeah. Like, it's secure and secret for a fucking reason. Well, it's a military base where they develop a load of weapons and shit. No one's allowed in there. Yeah,
and they can see you from 50 miles out.
Because if you...
they're just
this is what would happen. Like, oh, here, we're going to walk up here in a wall. And they're going, are you... Yeah, just fucking... You know those drones that just like... And just... There'd be nothing.
It'd
be
carpet bomb the fuck up.
It'd be like when that fucking dragon at the end of Game of Thrones just fucking... just torched that city. There'd be an unmanned fucking just ship in the sky.
Do you know what will probably end up happening is a gang of people will show up, but it'll be like 50 miles out, and then a festival will fucking form. Somebody will turn up with a chipper van.
It'll be like Alien Fest, and they'll do it every year, and they'll just not get close enough to fucking... Of course you're not going to get fucking close enough.
No. And Area 51 probably isn't even at Area 51.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's probably like they're happy enough that it's like this mysterious thing, and they're like fucking miles away somewhere else.
Well, like
that would be the ultimate baller move.
Oh, yeah,
They let them storm it, and you go, there's nothing here.
There's nothing. Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere else.
But even Lazar was talking about, he was up the road in a fucking mountain. Way up the fucking road. Like, yeah, he wasn't actually at Area 51.
I just figured this out, by the way. You can lift that up if it helps.
Oh,
just unscrew that wee bastard.
Oh,
but, yeah, even he was saying there's a clearance level. So they would, if it's true, they brought him in and they're like, okay, we found this thing landed here. It's like a UFO. It has its own gravitational force. You figure it out. And he wasn't even allowed to be like, where'd it come from? They're like, nah, don't you worry about that. Just you figure out how this thing has its own gravitational pull, and you don't need to know anything else. So, you know, that's what, you know, like, there's a few things where you're like, okay, you could either think he's nuts, or some things are so specifically weird.
Mm.
And it's not too much information. It's just like enough where you're like, holy fuck. But of course, like.
I believe him.
Of course there's fucking shit in there. Like, if that's where they keep it, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I believe him. I was listening to it and I was like, oh, you know what? I fucking like it.
Because it's not too over the top.
There's no sensation in it at all.
No.
He's going, I don't fucking want to know this.
Yeah.
I don't fucking want to know this. And he's been saying the same story for 30 years. Like, so.
The only thing would make me think he's bullshitting is that he's still alive. Do you know what I mean? But then it might be a giveaway if they knocked him off and then they're like.
Mm. Well, I mean, have you ever listened to those conspiracy guys? With Gordon Rochford.
No, but it's heavy. Need to get into it. Like.
It's heavy. But it's not heavy because Gordon is one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. You'd fucking love him now.
He tagged me in something the other day about a Belfast show or something they were doing.
Yeah, he's after getting picked up now by ACT or somebody. They're a huge fucking agency anyway. They want to put on a ton of live shows around Europe.
Fair play.
Because geeks just, like, people flew in from Norway to come to his Dublin one, like. You know what I mean? I was sitting beside fucking people from Norway and they were like, hello, we pay him 200 quid a month for a fucking Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon.
You're like, Jesus Christ, fuck. But he's going doing nine feature-length documentaries around America next year. He's done a GoFundMe, the whole lot. But he listened to his one on the amount of poor fuckers, and he's a great phrase, the worst case of suicide you ever saw. Fucking two shots to the back of the head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because the amount of poor bastards, like fucking poor old Tesla, fucking died an awful way. Two bullets to the fucking head. Yeah. Like, you know, all these poor cunts.
He,
like,
killed himself, yeah. He managed to get 18 rounds in him before he fucking passed away.
But the world of poor... fuck.
For fuck.
But the amount of poor fuckers that have just been off. But he's too big now at this stage, Bob Lazar, I think.
Yeah.
To give him the chop, like.
Sometimes things are like, you know, there's obviously all these, like, spin doctory type folks, and, you know, they're thinking way ahead of the game, way further than any of us are thinking.
Yeah.
And they're probably like, I let him just take a bit of heat there while we work away in the background.
Because he will
sound... It's a bit of a distraction, you know, like, oh, is it real? Is it not? Let him talk away over here, and we'll just fucking crack on.
If you were Bob's boss, right, and you look back down, you go, what was Bob working on? Or the grand anti-gravitation? Nobody's going to believe that.
Yeah.
Let him off. He'll be grand. This cunt was putting rockets in a fucking Honda. Let him off to fuck. Fucking... what the... We told him nothing else, didn't we? Nobody else told him anything. He might have seen aliens. He didn't, his hole. Go on, let him off. Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know, if anything, he'll discredit the place by making himself sound like a crazy man. Because I guarantee you, 70% of people go, shut up, Bob. Yeah. You fucking idiot.
I mean, if your story is, I walked past the door, glanced around, looked through a fucking tiny, like, one of those mesh glassy things, and it looked like they were talking to something small, which could have been a doll or a dummy or anything, and just walked on. What a load of fucking...
That's the bit of Bob's story. We could have... Bob should forget that bit.
Yeah.
He should leave that bit out.
Yeah, that sounds like horseshit. Like, when we were in fucking Boston Scientific shooting a video, there's plenty of shit where I could have went, well, I seen a guy, you know, would look like a human hand on his desk. You know what I mean? Like, you could just, you could make up some total bullshit. And then we went for a delicious roast lunch in the canteen, which could have been alien meat. I have no idea.
That's the level. I think he's done himself no justice by leaving that bit fucking in. Like, but
yeah.
But you, if you get into those conspiracy guys, like, the dark stuff is heavy. So I would go for the fun stuff at first. Like, you know what I mean? Like Area 51 and all the rest of it. But it's a deep dive. Like, it's a 5-6 hour podcast.
Fucking hell. Once you get into that shit, it's like even the Madeleine McCann thing. One of the funniest quotes I heard was, R. McCann had said to Connor Keyes, do you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia? And
right.
And he goes, I don't have time for that. I have a daughter with special needs. And I don't have fucking time for that shit. And then they got talking about that Madeleine McCann documentary.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, right, here's my opinion, because I've watched 30 hours of, like, bonus documentary footage of, like, fan-made stuff and all. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you have time for that shit? You can't watch it? You
know? Oh, I couldn't. When that shit came up, a lot of people were talking about it on the podcast and stuff, and I went, I can't watch that. I cannot fucking watch that shit.
That's the thing with conspiracies is, like, if it's borderline believable, you know, there's no reason why it couldn't be true.
Yeah, but then
people fall into that thing of conspiracy theories where they're like, always, they don't trust anything. They never take the first story. They're like, no, this means something else. And you're like, or is there legit just a fucking psychopath who killed a bunch of people? You know what I mean? The government's not paying someone to fucking go out and serial kill women. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just people go fucking nuts with it.
Like, well, of course, it's the easiest thing. Like, if you weren't, also too, I find, if you didn't play sports in school, you tend to fucking fill up that time with something. You know what I mean? If your parents weren't buying you a good computer game, you know, chances are you're going to come up with this shit. Like... But the level, like, I see it, like, the level of dedication, like, what you have huge followership through your podcast, but you will never have the I will cut myself level of people that conspiracy guys have. No. Oh, my God.
My level is, like, I'm going to buy every t-shirt you put out.
Yeah.
Like, about as mad as they get with me, like.
But you make nice t-shirts. You know what I mean? There's no...
Congas.com.
There you go. You do make nice fucking t-shirts.
That degree's paying for itself.
Do you design them yourself?
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, not this one, actually. This was Jamie Donnelly, who does my tattoos. Shout out to
that
Jamie.
It does have that old school tattoo. You know,
the one on the back. And you know what I mean? Like, I felt bad because it was like, how do you pay a guy like that? You know what I mean? Because I'm like, he's on good money as a tattoo artist. But I was like, how do you pay someone to design something that you're going to sell lots of copies of? I'm like, do you get a percentage or whatever? And he just was like, just do me a shout out on the thing.
Huh?
You know what I mean?
Wow, that is really fucking cool.
Some serious fucking cash. Like, I'm sure he doesn't give a fuck about, like, getting £2 from a t-shirt or something. Like,
yeah, but I suppose that's the other
thing. If two people go get tattoos off me mentioning his name, it's probably paid for. You know what I mean? It's like,
that's the other side. Play the long game too. Like, you don't have to be fucking greedy. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was listening to, have you seen that short interview? Amazing story with Bruce Buffer.
No.
It's only like a 25 minute interview. Fucking unbelievable. Honest to God, one of the nicest sounding fellas.
Oh yeah. Just, he's the man. Like,
but like, he was a successful businessman before he ever got in the octagon. Like, you know what I mean? But he was talking about that. It got to a stage where he marketed his brother. His half-brother is the other brother.
Yeah.
And they only met each other in their 30s. They didn't know each other.
Why do I not remember his name?
Michael Buffer. And he had Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Because I remember seeing him on the Oak going, Jesus Christ, he is snazzy. I'd love to do that job. It turns out it was his half-fucking brother all along. He'd no idea. So he marketed that, but then he marketed It's Time. You know, that whole thing. But
It's Time.
But when people were coming to him, going, I'll pay you monstrous money if you leave me a voicemail. Yeah. And he goes, do you know what? I've made good money. I'm not going writing anybody. I'll just fucking, only so that I can separate people out, I'm going to charge you $99 and you'll pretty much get what you want off me voice-wise. And I don't need that $99. It's just purely to separate people out.
Yeah, it's the fucking filter.
But that was a cool cat move, you know what I mean?
Well, they actually have a thing now called Cameo, which is like celebrities can sign up to this thing.
All right.
And they have a, you know, like, yeah, again, it's like you're not gonna do a shout out for like $100 if you're like super fucking famous. It's not worth your time. They set it at like $1,000 if you want like a fucking birthday shout out or something. So you might like get like, if you, I don't know what level of fame people are getting shit at, but like say you got fucking 10.
Yeah.
You know, it's 10 grand. You walk into the room and take a shit and you're like, hey, shout out to fucking Rebecca.
Easy money.
Have a great time. Beep. See
it's
you
like
later.
That. It's like that orange tag for Fyre Festival. Do you remember that orange page? You won. What, one of the Jenners, I don't follow the Jenner thing, but one of the Jenners got $250,000 just to post that on her fucking, you know, $250,000, Colin.
It's serious shit.
Like, have you had to do, have you ever been asked to do shout outs for people's like birthdays and weddings and stuff like
every
that?
Every fucking week.
Do you?
Oh yeah. All sorts of shit.
Would you make us a video?
It's like, do you do weddings? My fucking girlfriend's a big fan of some bullshit. Can you give her a shout out? By the way, it's like, you don't understand how bollocks a shout out is going to be in the middle of all this. You know, imagine we just stopped and went, shout out to Kieran.
Oh yeah, it's going to be utter dog shit. Like, there's no fucking way of doing, there's no place.
Like, what's a shout out?
Do you have the shout out section at the end of the show? Like, there's no cool way of crowbarring that shit in. Like,
I mean, what I used to do was like, you know, you would give a shout out to,
Patreon's got a shout out from me.
The Patreons that week.
Yeah.
Not that it's completely out of control, but like, it's hard to fucking figure out where you left off. Yeah, and there might have been like, yeah, I don't know, it's a bit of a fucking nightmare. So there's just a bit of, there's a general thanking of the Patreon people, but it's, a shout out is so weird. It's just like in the middle of something. Shout out to Scott who told me to give his girlfriend a shout out.
While we were talking about Gary Glitter there, Colin, shout out to, you know, there's no
Gary, you say, strange. We'll hit some questions here in our last 10 minutes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, this is, again, mental. Question for the podcast. What's the, I don't know why this is relevant to me or you, best spot to drink in Belfast on a Friday?
I'd imagine find a park and a bag of cans.
Yeah.
You all right?
Stay at home. Here we go. Got a chance my arm asking for a shout out again for the girlfriend on her anniversary. Looking briny points. Shout out to Brogan 94 and his girlfriend. Happy anniversary.
Good on you.
May you empty the bag several times.
Is it a fucking anniversary if you're actually going out? When was, you know, fuck off. It's not an anniversary until you get married.
Yeah, and even your first year anniversary, no one gives a fuck. You know what I mean? It's, you got to get there about, I'd say 10. Fuck 5. Like,
yeah.
You get about 5. Have you ever thought about podcasts during Lavery shows like the Ice House Chronicles?
Oh, like a live podcast in the middle? No, sure, you have to
say. Not a live podcast, but what they used to do there was they'd have a room out the back that was like a podcast live stream.
And I did that at the Laughter Lounge one night.
So there'd be like fucking 4 or 5 people on and they would just sit around this table talking shit and then you get called and you go do your spot. Come back to the table. How'd that go? All right.
It sounds like a great. The one I did at the Laughter Lounge, it was good. It was like lads were popping in and popping out, but it got very. I felt it was fucking disjointed. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You know,
disaster. Like
it wasn't.
But that's
the notion of it was great, but it didn't fucking pan out well at all.
To be honest, like as a if you're a podcast listener,
yeah,
it has to just be good, clean audio and decent chat because. See, as soon as someone's like, oh, I've recorded this, you know, in a cafe, I'm like, nope, not listening to it.
Totally.
Or someone fucking, you know, like, oh, great, someone's got fucking biscuits here, I'm going to eat a biscuit. Oh, I'm like, see you later. You've got a plastic bottle that crunches about when you're drinking it. I'm not listening. It has to just be good, clean audio. And if you're going to have it on a fucking backstage at a comedy club.
That's what it was.
And everyone's fucking shouting and moving about and elbowing mics and, you know, how'd that go? Fucking opening beer. And also, that's the start of people going, sure, why would I go when I can just fucking have the backstage experience?
Yeah.
You know, I can just sit and watch these cons talk.
There has to be some level of exclusivity. No, yeah. That's,
you know, like even Joe Rogan will put up, you know, like, oh, I did a podcast on my phone on the plane with Tony Hinchcliffe.
Dog shit.
I'm not listening to that shit. The and plane.
Also, I don't know how, like if you were planning, like if you're Joe Rogan and you're going on a plane, have a little fucking Zoom with you and have two little fucking ear mics and or just lav mics coming out of you, coming out of the thing. Like,
a lav mic is what, yeah, I mean, they're great. That's all. It only picks up your voice.
It'll plug into your phone and put a splitter on it. You'll get two lads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's real, you know, I don't understand. But your man is getting away with fucking murder too. Oh, what's his fucking? This is one more podcast. Podcast bean. What's the name? That's the name of his fucking. Oh, shit. somebody listening to this will definitely, he's a British comedian. He did a David Bowie tribute comedy show. Amazing show. But his show, his fucking, his podcast, he's had huge people on. What the fuck is his, oh, fuck.
It's no
gone,
idea.
It's gone out of my head. You'd, straight away if I said his name, you'd go, yes.
I listened to about four podcasts.
Like, yeah. I haven't listened to him in a while, but he's, again, monstrous numbers. Monstrous yeah. numbers. But how the fuck he's doing it? Because I'll get lads going, yeah, there was a bit of racket there in the back there.
Yeah.
I have to have it, like, you know, like these mics are fucking gorgeous. But because I'm on the go with mine, yeah. I just go with the fucking, the Shure SM58s, but you can control the sound with them.
Yeah, they're, you know? They're great too. The only thing, I mean, I have them too, but it's just, it's holding it, fucks it up. Like, as soon as I touch that, you can hear all that shit. That, what I'm after, you can't deal
what
with
I ordered it. Was, they're fairly, they're as basic as fuck really, but they move quite smoothly. They're mic stands essentially, but they're boom mic stands. Yeah. So they will, it's for lads who are sitting down.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's in the lounge.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as I bought them, I just got a text message of Gordon Rochford, who is about to open a fucking ridiculous studio in the center of town, who wants me to come in and use it, his fucking studio. So but I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. You fucking, but yeah. But that's where podcasting can end up. He's making a monstrous living.
Of course. And it's probably going to end up, you might have a studio, you'll have one at home, you'll have fucking, you know, you'll be doing well enough where you can just have them fucking anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have a decent portable setup, all that shit. We'll finish on this question, because then we can talk about your show. Does he know where to get a script of Caveman? Because I can't find it anywhere. And that's from Vittorio Angeloni.
Yeah, Vittorio, it ain't fucking happening, brother. I'm sorry.
I don't know what the fuck he wants a script for.
I don't know.
You know he's into acty.
Yeah, a
shit,
few like, people but... have asked about it. Can we get this? Is the script not available? It's like, absolutely not. It's in a very fucking exclusive to people who have paid huge money for it.
But here, what the fuck?
I don't know.
What would you want the script for?
I suppose maybe it's like the way, like, if you wanted a script to fucking Othello, you could, Colin and myself could go off and do Othello, you know, in our own little theater. But Caveman is locked down. You would be shut the fuck down if you try and, like, this is on a, like, it runs continuously in Vegas.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Okay.
It's running at the moment in Germany, Iceland, Dominican Republic, South Africa.
So basically,
this is the Irish.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, Tom is doing a one-man play.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the term people
use? Yeah, one-man play, yeah.
All around the island?
Yeah. So it's going to...
What's it called?
Defending the Caveman.
Defending the Caveman.
So it's... I think they're going to put it in the West End as well. Lee Mack, I think, has been signed up. He's going to do the West End, and I'm playing understudy to him, so I'm going to break that motherfucker's leg. If I'm understudy to that motherfucker, I'm breaking his fucking leg. I want the West End. But this is cool.
Lee Mack's funny, like.
Oh, he is. Like, he'd be perfect for it. And they've allowed me to rewrite it for myself.
Oh, really?
So it's actually, like, the learning isn't as hard as, like, fucking 15,000 words, like.
Yeah.
But it's not as hard as I thought, because I went, oh, they've actually okayed me on all this, so it actually sounds like me when I'm talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the American jarring references aren't fucking there, like, so it's grand. It's basically, there was a moment when I was reading, I was like, oh, has this been done before? You know, it's kind of Battle of the Sexes. And it's the guy's own story, essentially. You meet him mid-row with the fucking wife.
Yeah.
And then he gets in with the audience. And it's actually really fun. And the fact that they're letting me off the leash is going to actually sound like me as good bit. So it'd be good crack. Great.
That would take away the fear for me of, like, remembering lines and stuff. If they were like, listen, just kind of be yourself, whatever.
Well, I made it a business to bring... The director came to see me do stand-up in Pogueglies. He's actually a Belfast chap.
What's his name?
Dan... Oh, Jesus. What is his fucking surname? It's not Gold. No, he's... He just did a tour of, and he wrote it himself, and he played a one-man play. It was Frank Carson. It was the life story of Frank Carson.
Oh, yeah.
But he's directed a bunch of one-man stuff and one-woman stuff, and he has that fucking extra, apparently, he can put into a show. Like, so he came to see me do a stand-up. The boss man who owns the non-American rights to it came to see me do a stand-up, and he was like, yeah, he'll be all right.
Class.
He'll be all right.
That's great stuff. So that's all over the fucking shop. Defending the Caveman.
Yeah. So I mean, I suppose
go see it, guys. Culture yourselves up. You
exactly. We're
bastards.
We're in Bray opening up. But the following night, we're in the Struhl Arts in Oma.
Himself
was pushing that one.
When is that?
That is the 28th, and we're going to be in Oma. 28th of September. 3rd of October, we're going to be in the Waterside in Derry. Virginia and Cavan on the 4th, 5th, we're going to be in Burr. Riverside and Coleraine on the 10th of October. 11th, we're going to be in Newtown Abbey.
Newtown Abbey, isn't that crazy? That Theatre at the Mill should be like a hometown gig for me. And I've never played it.
Have you not?
And Shane played it and said it was the best gig he's ever done.
Yeah, he said it was fucking good. He was going to come to that one. He said it's absolutely fucking gorgeous.
I've never even been in it, so there you go.
You're doing the Marketplace Theatre as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are, yeah, because I'm there on the 17th. And Theatre Royal Waterford, Theatre Royal Waterford on the 18th, 19th. Watergate and Kilkenny. I saw the poster put up. They tagged me in the poster going up on the wall today and they put it above Dave McSavage's show. McSavage would be fucking raging.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
I'm not happy. It's fucking everywhere. Look, there's another bunch of dates. If they go to defendingthecaveman.ie, they'll find it.
Or defendingthecaveman.ie.
Or if they go to tomomani.com, they'll fucking find it too. Much easier.
Any of the fucking Nordies want to go to that show?
The Nordic fucking, they took it up like fuck. Do you think any cunt in Cork or fucking Tipperary would take it up? Nah. With a bunch of uncultured fuckers.
Oh yeah.
There's about one theatre in the whole county of Tipperary.
And
Pat Sharp plays it 364 days of the fucking year.
I was supposed to be having a fucking, like a tour booked, and one of the dates was the Portico Theatre, Portaferry.
Right.
And the girl wrote back, I don't think Colm would suit our like regular crowd, right? And I got...
Fucking what?
I got enough...
The king of fucking Northern Ireland.
I got enough, like, angry emails sent back to me that I could have done a gig in someone's house to fucking 200 people. Like... People were like, "Why? What the fuck? What a fucking shithole this place is."
Hold on.
Like,
I can tell you one thing. If the Marketplace in Armagh has taken you, then she's fucking out of her bananas. Because I did that place with Delamere and they were a bit conservative.
Oh, yeah.
But they were good. They were good crack once they warmed up.
Yeah. I'll...
That's unbelievable. What do you think you're going to do? Just go up there and start swinging dick?
I don't know.
Like you're fucking Joey Diaz. Motherfucker.
No one has ever complained about... the content of my stand-up.
That's amazing.
No one has ever said
that's a badge of honor, like, in a way. Yeah. But what? And just it came down to one woman who wasn't a fan.
She was just like, no. And then some guy was like, they're probably booking some fucking, you know, like experimental jazz wank in there that no one's gonna go to. But literally, I feel like there was a girl at Lavery's one night and she goes, oh, I have a cousin works in there, or has a bar in Portaferry, we should get you doing a gig there. But sure, fuck them. Anyway, go see Defending the Caveman. I gotta get out of here because Maureen's gonna get fucking
treatments
fingered up for it. She booked it on the phone and I was like what's a massage go for these days? She's like, pretty standard, like 90 euro. And I was like, someone better be jizzing for 90 euro. I'm like, fucking
I was looking at some of the prices and I was like, oh
yeah,
oh, like we're talking like just hand massages, like just like down to hand massage was 55 quid. I went
right. Saying that, I had my hands rubbed in Mexico and it was fucking class.
Was it?
Get that meat in the thumb there.
Jesus, I'm kind of getting going. I want to go down with you. Fuck.
Right, we'll get the fuck out of here.
Right, thank you very much.
Thanks. Take her easy. Now, take her easy.